Welcome to Authenticated, the podcast with Meredith.
So, hi everybody, welcome to Authenticated. How are you guys? I hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining in. Today I'm just going to quickly talk about Ephesians 4. We've been looking at that. That was the last podcast I did on Ephesians 4. Thinking about, we did from 4:17 to 32, talking about our Christian community, loving our Christian neighbor, helping each other in our Christian community, and that's what it's all about. You know, the Bible is an instruction manual to Christians for us how to live like a Christian living. The Bible is not for us to tell the rest of the world, the Gentiles who haven't received it, who don't want to be a Christian, not to tell them how to live their lives. They don't have to live by the Bible. We do, right? So we've already established that. That's in my last podcast. I'm not going to go over that again. But what I want to talk tonight about is mixture and having mixture in the body of Christ and how that mixture, I put a thing up on Facebook, talks about having 10 apples. If we have 10 ripe apples and one rotten apple, what happens to the rotten apple? Does it get healed and does it become a ripe apple because I put 10 ripe apples around it? Or does that rotten one ruin the other 10? And that's exactly what happens. Firstly, it's going to ruin the ones that are around it. And then when you have that rotten apple, will ruin the 10 the apples that are just surrounding it. And if you leave it long enough, those apples are going to ruin the rest of the apples and eventually all become rotten. So you have to get rid of the rotten one. The rotten one can't be fixed. And that reminded me tonight thinking about how the Lord talks about that there's to be no mixture. There's a part in Revelation where it talks about like he'll pour out his wrath like a strong drink and it's pure and there's no mixture. He pours out his wrath, there's no mixture in it, which means it's pure. And when there's no mixture, it's strong. That's why it's strengthened. But if you've got mixture, you're weakened, right? So it's talking about you can't have any mixture that's going to cause, it's going to cause you to be weak. It's going to weaken the strength of you and your whole ministry and everything you are. So we've got this community of Christian believers, you know, and I've had like, there's communities of religions everywhere and they serve their community and they serve their religion and they serve people of their religion only. Like I can't send a Christian to a Muslim refuge. They won't accept a Christian, right? So some Christians, the problem is that Christians, we've compromised, right? We're living so compromised, but we should be the strongest because we've got the anointing. We have the Holy Spirit. We have Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and we're living like weak Christians. Why? Because we've let this mixture into our lives and we're out there trying to help everybody else and we're not even helping our own, right? We're supposed to be establishing God's kingdom and that's in our Christian community. Right, where we have this kingdom, we have our schools, we have our healthcare, we have our teachers, we have our work, we have everything is our Christian community, and then we help each other. And you know, it says in Ephesians that you go and forgive your brother next year. You don't be if you're angry with them and you're irritated and frustrated with them, you forgive them quickly and you continue to do that. Like, look, that's how we're supposed to live. So if we've got an issue, we go to the instruction manual and that's how we live as a member of the body of Christ, right? But if you have other people coming in, you allow other people to come in who don't believe the Bible, who don't even live by the Bible, that's mixture and it lets them come into your community. They're already refuting the Bible. They don't want your Jesus and they don't want your Bible, but they want everything that you've got. They want the anointing because they want the welfare, they want the aid, they want all the help, but they don't want the instruction manual, right? So we've got this instruction manual. Now, do you think if they're going to come, if you're going to let even a Muslim come and live in your community, for example, in your Christian community, a Christian would have to live by theirs. Like, that's the same way for us. Though if they come in, they're not going to go to the instruction manual when they've got strife and rivalry and contentions with somebody. They're not going to go to the Bible to look how they're supposed to live. They already refute the Bible, so they're not interested in the Bible or living by those principles whatsoever, right? So you're allowing mixture to come in and then it weakens the entire community, and that is what the body of Christ looks like so much. And we shouldn't be like that. We have the anointing. We have the anointing. No, we're going out into the world, we're going into other people's communities, and we're serving in their communities, in their jobs, in their whatever organizations, they're not even Christian organizations, we're out there serving in them, we're taking our anointing into them and giving them our anointing, and it's building Babylon, it's building Egypt for them with our anointing, like enslaved, just like they were, just like the Israelites were back in before they crossed the promised land. We're still living that way now. It's like we're going back out because we've got this heart of compassion, but the wisdom isn't there because we're going back out there to serve, but you're serving and building up their organizations and the Egypt and Babylon, right? And we're not to do that. We should be, and why do we do that? And then why do we let the mixture come in? Why do we allow, you know, when you bring somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus, you bring somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus into your mix, into your house, into your community, into your school, into your whatever it is. Our Christian community should be full of our Christian schools, Christian hospital, Christian doctors, Christian everything, right? We should all be there, Christian. This is our community. Ephesians 4 says we're a member of the body of Christ. This is our community, and the Gentiles are outside of our community. And why are we busy? We're over here in our community building God's kingdom, which is our community. And then we're over here and we've got the anointing, but then we're going out there because we want to save the world and we want to save and rescue everybody and bring them into our community. They don't need us to save and rescue them. They've got Jesus Christ. He came 2,000 years ago. If they want saving, they can go straight to him and come into the community the right way. Come into the community because they want Jesus, the leader of our community. Not come into our community and just say they believe in Jesus. Oh, is it really? Not come into our community and say they believe in Jesus and come in and then not and live antagonistic towards the gospel. They're antagonistic towards Christ. They don't want your Jesus. They don't want your instruction manual. When you tell them that they need to go and read the instruction manual about how to deal with their problem, they don't want that. They've already refuted it. They expect you to take care of them. They expect you to give them out of your community. But you don't have to take care of anyone, and you don't have to give anybody anything, and you certainly don't have to help anybody. We choose if we want to help people. You don't have to help anybody. You know, you make that choice as a Christian, but you don't have to. Here's our community. It's like a gated community. And here we are. We're going out there and we're serving in Egypt. We're building up non-Christians' businesses, organizations with the anointing that's inside of us. And we're building them so they get big and powerful in Egypt. And then they oppress us and rule over us. And we're giving them our power, our anointing. It's the spirit. It's the wisdom. We're giving it to them. And then we wonder why we're persecuted. No, we have our community and we have everything in here. And then I give to my Christian brothers and sisters. We help each other, Christian brothers and sisters. Every other religion has that. I can't go and stay in a Muslim refuge. There's no way. I just wouldn't be welcome. It doesn't work that way. That's a prereq, right? Well, we don't have. We just give everything away as a Christian. Everyone can have everything. Oh, yeah, we want to save the world and help the world. We don't need to save the world. Jesus saved the world 2,000 years ago. People don't want to do it. They don't say, Jesus saved me. And then Jesus says, okay, well, you want to be saved in order to come into be a member of my body, into my community as a member of the body of Christ, you're going to have to follow these rules and you're going to have to do a few things that if you want to get in. We don't make them do that. We're like, oh, no, it's all right. We'll bring them in and then hopefully they'll just catch on and follow the rules because they'll love everything and we try to win them that way. We've done it the wrong way and it allows mixture in, and mixture in the Bible says that it's to mingle. Don't mingle. Another place in the Bible, it says don't be yoked to a non-believer. Don't be yoked to somebody who's not Christian. They're antagonistic against Christ. They don't want to serve Jesus. They don't want the Bible. They don't want anything like that, right? They don't want anything like that. So I don't know which one's the speaker. But anywho, so they don't want to come in and do those things. So this is our community. It's a gated community. And that's God's kingdom that we have here. Okay, this is God's kingdom. And if they don't want to enter into God's kingdom, if they don't want to enter into God's kingdom, then they don't get to come in. It's simple as that. So they come into God's kingdom. Now listen, in Ephesians 4, do you know what it says? Ephesians 4 says that, he says, out there, they're Their understanding is darkened. They don't understand, right? They don't understand what we're talking about. This is, none of this makes sense to them. They have no idea what's going on. They've got bitterness and all this stuff going on. And he says, when you bring them in, he goes, when people come, when you're a member of the body of Christ in this gated community, you're meant to work. He says, stop stealing. Now work, put your hands to work and have something that you can give to your other brothers and sisters in the community, in the body of Christ. So if you need a house, I can help you. If you need food, I can help you. If you need help with electricity, I can help you. If you need any help with homeschooling, I can help you. I can help all my Christians and brothers, sisters with things like that. If you need to hear the word of God, I can help you, because here I am learning the word of God and preaching the word of God to build up the body of Christ. So I'm a useful member of the body of Christ, and I'm doing my part as a community member in the body of Christ. I'm an active member of the body of Christ, right? My God, my leader is Jesus Christ, and here I am with the body of Christ. Now, what are we all doing? What are you all doing, Christians? We've got a billion of us, and we're very inactive, and we're not very helpful to each other. Like, all we do is like, We're out there building Egypt. We're out there building Egypt for people that aren't even Christians, and we're building the Satan's kingdom. That's Satan's kingdom, Egypt. That's not God's kingdom. God's kingdom's here in the gated community, Christian believers. We're supposed to be working together, building God's kingdom. And then when Meredith needs something, she can go to her Christian brother and sister, and they're going to say, here, I'll help you out. I've got this. And I'm like, I can help you out. I've got this. And she'll say, my auntie's sick, or my brother's sick, or this. We all need this. And we're all helping each other out in this community, because we're all doing something, because we're all following the Bible and living by it, right? So we're all working the same way. We're bringing something and we're filling it. What's happening is you've got a few people working, we get all these little pop-up ministry, welfare agencies, all this stuff popping up, and then we go out there and we try to save like the homeless and all these people that are antagonistic against Christ. They don't want Jesus, they don't want to serve him, they don't want nothing, they want to take everything and destroy you on top of it. They want to suck you dry because you've got nothing left, and they want to go off and not even serve in the community or the kingdom. They don't want to do anything in here for the kingdom. They just go, and listen, this is why sometimes people, they say you let mixture in. How? You let them in because why? Because we need money. We don't have the numbers, you know, so we let them into our schools, or we let them into our businesses, right? Because they got the right skill, but they're still anti-Christ. They are. They are anti-Christ, and so they're coming in. They don't serve the leader of the kingdom. They're not serving the leader of our community. And so there's no honor for our leader, Jesus Christ. Hello, it's the truth anyhow. And they don't come in, they're not serving. And so they sit there because they want the job, they want the wage, they want the money, and they try and stay in there. They want to be employed in our agencies, in our Christian ministries. And don't forget, Jesus is the leader of those ministries. At the end of the day, he's the one that's going to deal with the mixture. He's the one that's going to deal with the people that let that stuff in. Right? And if you keep letting it in, he gets rid of you and he fixes it all up, cleans it all out. You go learn your lesson, you come back with a better message, right? You come weaponized and you understand how the devil's getting in, and you understand how to stop the devil getting in, and you're not afraid to not let the devil in anymore because of what he does when he does get in. And it's only one. It takes one rotten apple to ruin the whole beautiful bunch of apples. You need to get rid of the rotten fruit and don't allow those people into your lives. If they don't want Jesus, don't let them into your community. Don't let them into your business. Don't hire them. Don't work with them. Don't have anything to do with people that are going to cause problems with you and be antagonistic towards the person that you serve, who's Jesus Christ. Do you understand? This is the problem. And the thing is, because we get so persecuted, or because there's no, you know, we want to help people, or, you know, it's like it's the evil or the appearance of looking like we're doing something, the appearance of good. So here we are, we're trying to look like we're helping people, but really we're looking like we're helping people to others, but we're not helping them. The only way we're going to help them is if they come to Jesus, right? We're supposed to be helping our brothers and sisters in this community. No good letting Satan come in, just the one person. I have one person in here. Next minute they're going out. You know, I let one person who's antagonistic, whatever, Muslim against Christian, there is Muslim, doesn't, and he doesn't believe in Jesus. I let him in my community. The next minute, my Christian weak sister's weakened, now falling in love with him, and then it just spreads. Come on, this is what happens. And, you know, this is because we're not standard and saying, no, you can't come in. We're not allowing. We're going to keep it pure. We're going to keep it with no mixture. We're not having any mixture whatsoever. It's fully Christian. Not just I'm a Christian, yeah, I believe in Jesus. what are you doing to the kingdom? And it makes me understand why, if you want to go to a mission field, if you want to go to a ministry, if you want to go and do an internship, they always say, when were you saved? Did you get baptized in the water? Did you get baptized in fire? And when? Please give me the date, because if you did get baptized in fire and the Holy Spirit, you'd know the date and exactly how it happened. And if you didn't get that, then you haven't been yet, so you still haven't even been a member of the community. You're still just, as it says in Revelation, that baptized into only the name of Jesus, but you're still antagonistic towards the Holy Spirit, the anointing who's inside of those who have been baptized. It's the truth anyhow, it's how it works. And so we need to make sure that we keep our community safe by protecting his word and our people, right, and working with each other to forgive each other, but not to let people in who just want to suck you dry. Don't let people in just to take from the community. Don't let people in that are going to infect weaken believers, people that don't really understand, you know. And that's what they say. They're like, well, who's your pastor? What church do you go to? How long have you been going to that church? All this stuff is what they say. And it's all, and I understand why they ask those questions now. I didn't understand before, but I had to go through some stuff to figure it out, right? Because you've got to go through it to understand it. And now you're like, yeah, definitely, that is exactly what you stick to. You know, it says you can't have any mixture. Like, you have to just be, if you're only all about Jesus, it's Christian, and it is Jesus all the way for your whole life, then that's all you do, right? That's all you do. You don't try to go on, you don't limit that and then go and try and build Egypt's kingdom, but still say you got the name of Jesus. It doesn't work like that. Like, we have to have a full surrender, which means we give it all up. We're not going to slave away for Pharaoh. We're not going to slave away for, you know, Satan and build Satan's kingdom so then it can rise up and be more powerful than ours and then oppress us and tell us what to do and say, we're not giving you money, we're not doing this. This is what we've done. We've created this. Christians have created this. But you know what? We have the Holy Spirit, so we're without excuse. We have the power of God. We have the Spirit of God. We need to stop going out of our community and giving the anointing that's in us to others so they can steal our anointing and build Satan's kingdom with it. If we stop giving them the anointing, we'd be able to just, it wouldn't get out there. Nothing would work for them, right? They wouldn't do it. It wouldn't, nothing would happen for them. They'd have to do it themselves, and it wouldn't operate well because they need the anointing in order to, because only the anointing can be creative, can create. So we're the ones that are doing it, and that's because why? Because we do it for money. It's easier. The persecution, we don't want the drama. We just want everything to be easy because we go through so much and we don't want it to be hard. So we just go there and just do our job and just come home and just go to sleep and make life all easy for us, right? But what about our family? What are we doing? It's easy for you. What you don't overcome, your kids will have to overcome. It might be easy for us, but what's going to happen for them when we're gone and they're left here with this generation and this is what we left them? This is the community, the king. It's not even safe anymore, right? How is it going to be safe? You can't even trust each other in your own community, Christians, anymore. We're all bickering and fighting with each other. Nobody goes to the word to say how we're supposed to resolve this, how we're supposed to live now, what are we supposed to do, right? And when it says to do this, we don't do it. And it's true. We're not doing it, right? And we need to, if we're going to be strong in these times. And this is what God's doing. He's clearing out the mixture, right? He's getting rid of it. There's absolutely no more, like, he's not accepting it anymore. There's no more. Like, he's clearing it out. He's getting rid of the mixture, and he's commanding that his people don't allow it anymore. You know, the Bible says you keep tolerating that woman Jezebel, which is Babylon's queen, which is the spirit in Egypt. It's always about, you know, wanting to do it that way. Like, we don't, and you tolerate that woman, which is, and it says that, you know, that he says, come out of her, my people. He's telling us to come out of that world completely. And we do. We try to come out of the world and we come into the community. Most of us don't even join communities because there's so much Satan mingled through it. Well, the word mixture means to mingle. So we've allowed it. So when you've got a big church because you want the numbers, you've got a real big church because you've got the numbers because we want to do the right thing and evangelize and help everybody and we want to do the right thing. We let them all come to the big church. You've got 4,000 people and about 5 of them actually really are in the community believers. The rest just want to go there and get, like, you know, and then go home. And so they're mingling and we're mingling and it's causing the problem, and that's why God's gone, cleans it up. And that's what he's doing. He's cleaning it up, and there's a real call at the moment to really make a decision. Are you a member of the body of Christ? Are you a real member of the body of Christ? Are you a Christian? Do you have the Bible? Do you live by the Bible? Is it your rule book? Or are you just a Christian in theory, which is not a Christian at all because you're not actually doing what Ephesians 4 says, which says to work for the kingdom, to go to work for a Christian person, right? Build a, and that Christian person is working with other Christians and we're sharing our resources. We're trading with each other. We're not trading out there in Egypt. We're not giving them our funds and our money. We're trading everything in here. We're living strong and very close in community. We read it in every theological book. It's the first Bible 101 you learn in uni. And they say it's called Created for Community. And then we go and do it. We go and do it. And then what happens is we start to let the world back in again into our community, right? And it starts to rot our community from within. And we need to clear it out. We need to not worry about big numbers or pleasing everybody. We need to have a small amount of people who are real strong believers, who are not weakened by mixture, but are strong by what they believe. Like they live by the word, right? They are strong. They're not mixed. They have not mingled. They have not, watered down their wine. They haven't watered down their spirit. They haven't allowed that stuff into their life. That is all it is about. We're strong in smaller numbers. At least you're full on for God and you live by the word, right? And that's how you keep your strong community. Don't give to anybody else that's not going to give back to you. What for? They'll just come and take and take and take. They're coming into our community, plucking our fruit, plucking our veggies, taking our houses, taking our people, taking our servants who are ministering that can't be leaders of the body of Christ yet because they can't lead, right? They haven't gone through anything. They don't know how to lead because they don't understand how to protect or they don't know how to lead. We start as servants in every area. You don't want to lead anyway, but you need leaders in the body of Christ. You'll be leading the charge. You'll be showing people and telling them the truth and say, this is how you're letting Satan in and this is what's going on, right? And you're protecting the body of Christ. So don't let them come in. Don't let them come in. Enough is enough. We need to really clear it out. God is clearing it out and there is a call to a real strict obedience to that word so it keeps you strong. That's what keeps you strong. As soon as you let mixture come in, right, they say, oh, you know, can't you believe in every God, all of these concepts that it takes, if it doesn't say it in the word, it is not true. If it's not the word of God, it is false, it's a lie. We live by the word of God, so our whole community is based like one big cult of the community of Jesus Christ, one big cult of Jesus Christ, and we live by that Bible, and that's who we are as a community of Christian believers. And that's fine. And we won't have a problem with the rest of the world if we stop trying to go out there and tell them that they need to have our Bible and have our Jesus and come into our community. Don't bother. Why are we bothering? They don't want it. Don't even tell them to come in. They don't need to come in. They've got Jesus Christ. He's already come to them. They know where to go. If they want Jesus Christ, they can go to Jesus Christ and then he'll tell them to come into the community, right? He'll bring them into the community. We don't need to waste our time to do that anymore. What we need to do is we need to edify our brothers and sisters who are in the body of Christ. It says if they're doing the wrong thing, you go to them and you say to them, hey, you're doing something that's going to cause you problems. Stop doing it. So we edify each other. We go to each other's ministries. We go to each other's community little groups that you start up. We go to each other in our gated community and we help each other. And when a brother and sister's down, we help them get back up. Right? That's what, and if that's not happening here, that's because there's mixture in. The mixture's got to go. So God is cleaning it right up, making the group smaller. So there's a couple and you stay strong together, right? And you help each other. And that's the best way to do it because the devil just keeps coming in and ruining and the Christians just keep giving, serving Satan by going out there and building his kingdom. Amen? And we don't want to do that. So I'm going to close on that. It's 25 minutes for you guys there on Authenticated. So thanks, everybody, and God bless you, and I'll talk to you all next time.